All their windows were dark. No one knew he was there. All the Who's were all dreaming sweet dreams without care.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
All I need is a reindeer. So he took his dog Max, and he took some black thread, and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then the Grinch said, "Giddy up!" And the sleigh started down to the homes where the Who's lay a snooze in their town. "This is stop number one," the old Grinch, he claws hissed, as he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch. But if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Pop guns, pompanoos, pentokens and drums, checkerboards, bisselbeaks, popcorn and plums. And then he stuffed them in bags. And then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch.
The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank,
stunk. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous supernose.
You're a crooked, jerky jockey,
and you drive a crooked horse, Mr. Grinch.
You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Thanks a lot. We're going to do a little song. It's an old-fashioned Christmas song written by Jimmy Webb, who wrote such classics as By the Time I Get to Phoenix, MacArthur Park, psychedelic masterpieces. But this proves that he can also write a nice seasonal, depressing seasonal song as well. So please do enjoy. Let's bring on the whole family for this number, shall we?